And great to welcome into the studio this morning my old mate from local promoters, Vaguely Sunny. It's Vic King. Very good morning, Vic.
Good morning, Andy.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, not bad at all. A little good. Bit of a sniffle, but pretty good.
Oh, no. Hay fever, I hope. Nothing more than that.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
I hope so. Well, still basking in the reflected glory of what a wonderful Rhythm Tree festival we all enjoyed. I mean, absolutely brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Helped by the weather.
Yes, of course.
I haven't heard too much since. I think maybe the numbers could a little... It's a shame the numbers weren't a bit higher, I hope it's done okay to carry on into next year.
Fingers firmly crossed for that. Absolutely wonderful. But rather than looking back, let's look forward now to the Venter Fringe this year, which kicks off next Tuesday and runs all week, of course, in various venues around Ventnor. And I just want to give you this quote here, because I came across this quote, and I think it's a marvellous testament to the way that the Venter Fringe has grown over the last, 6 years or so now. This from the Sunday Times, and it says, "Venter Fringe is rapidly becoming the country's most surprising and inspirational multidisciplinary arts festival." That in the Sunday Times. I mean, that is some glowing report.
It is, isn't it? Just a word, yeah.
I mean, it really... I mean, it's kind of... I was listening to an interview with several people who've regularly appeared at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which we all know about, of course. Some people saying that's getting too big and it's not what it used to be and it hasn't got the same vibe, the same atmosphere. And Ventnor really beginning to stake its claim as the culture festival in the whole of the country, really. I mean, it's an amazing achievement after such a short time.
Yeah, they're a well-organised team at Ventnor. A lot of old heads on young shoulders, really. And it's a pity in a way Edinburgh is the same time as Ventnor.
Yes, true.
That's a little bit of a shame that they overlap. But I've been to Edinburgh a couple of times and it is a little bit over the top, really. I mean, there's far too many shows.
Well, you just can't possibly get more than a taste.
You're competing against the big shows in the big venues. They get all the publicity and the attention. So, and this sort of star system they have of reviewing things up there is sort of heavily weighted in their favour. So if you're doing a small show, and I've been up there with one chap who did that, it is tough. I mean, it's... good learning experience, something a little bit smaller scale like Ventnor is, I think, potentially more enjoyable.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, Ventnor itself, as we know, has really put its act together as a town. I mean, it really is a go-to place these days.
Yeah, I think that's important. I always try and go, and I go most years to the Galway Arts Festival in west of Ireland that's been running for about 30 years, and what I found, I just came back a couple of weeks ago, is that the town itself is, how it's laid out, is very well suited to sort of artistic discipline. And Ventnor's the same. You know, it's probably the best town we've got to, nothing against Sandown, but you couldn't necessarily have
not with the same kind of arrangements. No, not at all.
Or anywhere else. No, really. Ventnor is probably the most artistic town we have, the layout of it with the hills and down to the sea, it's well suited to...
And it's very accessible. I mean, notwithstanding the hills and so on, but that's part of its charm. But it's all the venues are very accessible. It's a very compact place as well.
Yeah, that's right. You've got to be able to walk between venues. And a lot of the venues are church venues, but they're not sort of too imposing. Like St. Catherine's Church is nice chairs rather than pews, and they make the most of what they've got in the town. So and I think helped now by the fact the organisers a year ago they acquired the old post office. They've got that as their permanent base. Can be box office, but it's also a bar. You can get a coffee there. There's a record shop.
Wonderful.
So I think having that all year round, when they can put stuff on all year round now as well, as just helps it even more.
Well, I think that, I mean, that's so true. And I mean, Ventnor really does, as you've just alluded to. I mean, it ticks so many boxes. It really does in every sense as a venue, but also in terms of the artists and talent that it's attracting and has done for some years. But some amazing stuff. And of course, you as local promoters, as Vaguely Sunny, are putting on a couple of shows there. And I just want to come to the show next Thursday, the 13th, in St. Catherine's Church, one of the venues that you mentioned briefly there. And Boo Hooverdeen, a wonderful, wonderful songwriter. I mean, really kind of under a lot of people's radar in some ways, but an extraordinary talent. you know, in the sort of folk singer songwriter genre, if you will.
Yeah, I think he's just really accomplished. I mean, I think if you had to pick anybody who would could come and give a songwriting workshop, it would be Boo. He's so adept at the writing, the emphasis on lyrics, but then really sort of very well structured songs. Yeah, he's
he was
master at it. Really.
Well, yeah, I mean, accomplished talent, as you rightly point out. Lead singer with the Bible, of course.
Yeah,
do you remember
the Bible?
Yes, I do.
With
Honey
Be Good and that kind of stuff. Yeah. That didn't last too long, did it?
But very, very successful now as a solo artist. And one of his CDs, a live one, is absolutely gorgeous. And you were mentioning just off air a moment ago that the recording straight from the desk on this is not of the highest production quality, but the atmosphere it captures at the folk club in Claygate from some years ago now, but it's a lovely feel to it. I'd like to take us to a track, if I may, from that live album by Boo, who'll be playing at St Catherine's Church as part of Ventnor Fringe Festival next Thursday evening. This one off the album, a live one, and it's called Soul. Just lie back and enjoy this.
I felt her soul through me. I was safe and sound. Branches on the window could not hurt me now. And when the night came with childhood fears, her soul moved through me. They disappeared. I felt her soul move through me as I stepped from the train, here to find a new life to begin. The spring had brought me, winter kept me here. Her soul moved through me, time disappeared. I felt her soul move through me, somewhere in. Too late I landed to say goodbye. She gave me laughter and I paid in tears. Her soul moved through me, I disappeared. I gave me laughter and I paid in tears. Her soul moved through me, I disappeared. I disappeared. Thank you. I've had a really nice time. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thanks. Boo Hewardine there off the album A Live One. And that one was called Soul. And Boo is playing at Ventnor Fringe next Thursday evening, St. Catherine's Church. And the promoter putting that on with me now, Vic King of Vaguely Sunny. And, I mean, just an absolutely tour de force kind of talent, really, in terms of the quality that he brings to not only his voice singing, but the songwriting structures and the playing. Just absolutely lovely. And I wanted to play from the live album because I think it really captures that live ambience, you know, warts and all on this album, admittedly, but a lovely feel to his live performances. And as you were saying to me just a moment ago, if you're going to have a singer-songwriter, a solo performer with a guitarist playing for an hour and a half, they've got to be good if they're going to hold people's attention. And boy, does he do that.
Yeah, I was interested, as a friend of ours referring to the gig on Facebook a few days ago, and the comments you put about Boo, handsome, funny, music and songs to bring tears to my eyes. So I thought, well, I can use that next week.
Yeah,
as
what a lovely description. Well, that really does cover it, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah,
that really
he's
does.
So good at putting that across live setting, and plus he's really funny. He's got one of the best people I've seen for banter in between songs.
Oh, right, excellent.
Yeah, just sort of encouraging. Yeah. To and fro conversation with the audience.
So it's very interactive.
Various, anecdotes, and you know, he's obviously got a lot of stories from his career. So that's another.
Yeah. And not his first time performing here on the island.
No, he's been twice on his own. We put him on, I think, in 2006, and then as a guy from Newport, Russell Byrne is a big fan of his, and he put him on. Both of those were at the Key, and. At Russell's gig, Duncan Jones from Bobby I Can Fly supported him, because Duncan's a massive Boo fan. A lot of songwriters are.
Yes, of course they would be. So, he must be looking forward to returning to the island.
Yeah, he's very friendly. Yeah. It's a little bit of a trek. I think he comes from Cambridge, and don't think Boo drives. He goes everywhere on the train.
Oh,
so if he comes from Cambridge,
a real troubadour then.
Yeah. Surprisingly, a lot of people in folk music don't drive.
No, Martin, that's
interesting. Carthy doesn't. Ashley Hutchins doesn't.
Minstrels of the old guard. Yeah, absolutely.
So he might have a fair trip, but yeah, he has enjoyed coming down before, and I'm sure when you're doing this, as I say, a lot of the Fringe gigs are in churches. This one's in St. Catherine's Church, so you have to try and match the artist with the venue.
Yes, of course.
Certain things wouldn't work in a church situation, but he'll be fine.
Wonderful. Well, I mean, that is a gig to look forward to, and I just want to play one more from Boo off the same album, A Live One, and I think just one of his best songs. I mean, you know, so many to choose from, really, it's impossible, but this one I think he originally wrote for Eddie Reader.
Yeah, Eddie's version is the most well-known one. But yeah, it's just one of those catchy, you'll be singing this all day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's fabulous. It really
is. For weeks at one time, it just
it just really hooks you, doesn't
it? Sort of door in the wall bit in the middle with it, where he has a little, he can have a question and answer thing with that in live gigs. So yeah, it just gets in your head.
Yeah. Wonderful. I'm going to play this one. It's called Patience of Angels. Enjoy this.
From the top of a bus, she thought she saw him wave. She saw Tuesdays and forgetfulness and a little money saved. Does she know? I don't know. But from here I can tell it would try the patience of an angel. It would try the patience of angels. And you know something's wrong when the morning hurts your eyes, and the baby won't stop crying. You'll be waiting till you die. Would I be any good if I was? Would I find it would try the pain? the patience of angels. There's a door in a wall, in a house, in a street, in a town where no one knows her name. She's the patience of angels. Does she know? I don't know. But from here I can tell. There's a door in a wall, in a house, in a street, in a town where no one knows her name. Still again. There's a door in a wall, in a house, in a street, in a town where no one knows her name. Yeah. There's a door in a wall, in a house, in a street, in a town where no one knows her name. Last time. There's a door in a wall, in a street, in a town where no one knows her name. She's the patience of angels. It'll try the patience of angels. It'll try the patience of angels.
Glorious, glorious. Love that song. Patience of Angels, Boo Hooedin there. And he will be playing live at St Catherine's Church next Thursday evening. Kick-off at that 7.30.
7.30. Don't come at 9.30.
You'll miss it. But with me in the studio of Vaguely Sunny Promotions is Vic King, and responsible for putting Boo on again. So well done for getting Boo back here. I mean, that is going to be a tremendous gig. Another gig you're doing the day after. This one at 8.30. Same venue, St Catherine's Church. And a lovely duo. Winners of the best duo in the BBC Two Folk Awards this year, and that's Jossie and Clark and Ben Walker, and another great gig for you on Friday in the same venue. That's marvellous. What a coup.
Well, we give a lot of thought to who can, as I said earlier, who can come down and fit in with the Fringe. We like to do more than just the one gig if we can. And for a long time we just had the Boo thing lined up, and then Jossie and Ben came into the equation from first of all, from Rhythm Tree. I had a slight bit of involvement in helping Pete Holden with the Rhythm Tree Festival program, and looking for some of the more folky things that would fit that. And Jossie and Ben really come to the top really quickly. I mean, it's only in the last couple of years that they've taken off, but they're culminating winning that Folk Award for the best duo.
Yeah.
That's a, and if people want a reference point for that, there's a song called "The Banks of Sweet Primroses" that they did at the Folk Awards in Cardiff. You can see that on YouTube.
Oh, right. Well,
I had a look at that,
and I thought,
"Well, they're superb." So then I wanted to put them in the frame for Rhythm Tree, and then it occurred, well, why don't they come back and do the Fringe as well?
As well,
I know that's close to Rhythm Tree, but I think, you know, probably a different audience. So, again, I think they would fit the
very
sort of
much
quiet
so.
Format. So, yeah, very impressed with what they've come up with so far. They're a good mixture of traditional, but with more contemporary.
I was going to say, they do marry those two elements together extraordinarily. There's very few artists, bands, solo performers, or indeed duos that I'm familiar with in the folk genre who manage to do that traditional feel, but with a contemporary kind of edge somehow.
Yeah, it's difficult. A lot of traditional things are probably too trad, aren't they?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Jossie-Anne's voice, it does remind us. She's got that sort of Sandy Denny.
So I was going to say Sandy Denny,
More an influence. No, she's not copying the style of singing, but you can tell that's an influence. But then that's probably balanced out with Ben as a guitarist. He's obviously do any style. Probably started off as a classical player, and then some of that comes through in there. So yeah, just go together very well.
Extraordinary. A wonderful gig lined up on Friday. So this all part of Venter Fringe, which kicks off next Tuesday, runs all week with various things of you name it, it's going on, and it's all quality and it's all in Venter. Wonderful setting, and congratulations to you and Vaguely Sunny, and of course Tony, who is out there smiling from ear to ear and waving. Yeah, thank you for that, Tony, of Vaguely Sunny Promotions, who put on such great stuff here on the island. It's a pleasure to see you again, Vic, as always. Can you just remind us of where we can find out details about the Fringe and what's on and get tickets?
Well, you can pop into their box office, which is the old post office in Church Street. www.ventnerexchange.co.uk is the website, and you can book tickets through online
through
that site. You could also ring, as far as our gigs concerned, you can ring 730-930 and book over the phone.
730-930 to book those gigs.
As well. And I just want to give a little plug. I know they came in and spoke to Kevin earlier in the week, but we also recommend the Undecided Art Collective show, which will be in Cafe 34 in Pier Street. We work closely with Rachel and Holly, and they've always got some really outstanding original stuff to go and have a look at. And they're there for the whole week,
of course. Marvellous stuff. Well, we wish you the very best of luck with both those gigs and of course everything you do, and I do hope you'll come back in again, Vic, and talk about the next exciting project you've got lined up, which I'm sure won't be long coming to
probably
fruition.
Be the Heart Festival.
It's the Heart Festival, of course it is.
Into that now.
Of course you are. Well, we'll
if
talk
we can
more
come
about
back
that,
then we'll
please
we
do.
Might get Tony to come and talk about that.
Well, I remember last year we had live harp music here right here
in
this
studio. Can probably find you another harper.
Wonderful stuff. Okay, Vic, as always, a great pleasure to see you. Best of luck next week with the Venter Fringe, and very much looking forward to seeing Boo and Jossie and Ben. Thanks again, Vic King.
Thanks very much, Andy.
You're welcome.